Welcome to 8-Bit Proof, where your princess is in our castle.
What's up, kids? Welcome to episode 3 of the 8-Bit Proof Podcast. I am your host, Corey, and I am joined by my fellow entrepreneurs of awesome. Just introduce yourselves. I don't care who goes first when you do it.
We're back like a bad case of the herpes. Episode 3 style, Francis. Joey Dizzle up in this piece. Go, Francois.
I will go. I was told by the owner of this fine basement that Jameson was too high class for me. But I'm going to drink it anyways.
It is too high class.
Because it's probably going to kill me.
Especially with that Red Sox t-shirt you're wearing.
Southlamachia. He's Italian. Do you know of him?
Filthy.
Have you introduced yourself or you just started?
He already did.
Oh, okay.
He already. He
I routinely introduce Francis for himself.
He played me in. Leone. I'm Roger and I hope I don't die tonight.
All right. And before we make sure he dies, this podcast is brought to you by Blast. This is brought to you by BlastMagazine.com, Boston's online magazine for video games, TVs, movies, and everything that kicks ass. So,
including us.
I'm sure you guys have all heard the news. Last month, Future US officially announced that they're going to be shutting down Nintendo Power Magazine.
Because they're assholes.
Yeah. They don't respect our youth. You sons of bitches.
December 2012 issue is going to be the last. People who have subscriptions will be getting it in late December. Everybody else, newsstands in December.
Truth be told, I haven't had a subscription to Nintendo Power since before I had pubes, but I still will miss it.
I heard they're not going digital. Is that part of the reason why they're shutting down?
No, they tried to go digital. They tried to renew the contract. Future US had none of it. They decided that they're just going to completely end it. An unnamed source to Ars Technica said that the Future US is notoriously difficult to work with. They didn't say anything else. They didn't say why. There's not going to be a new publisher. There's nothing. It's officially dead.
Well, I guess nobody at Nintendo has tablets or smartphones.
So. No, it's totally over.
You can't really blame Nintendo has testicles.
You can't put that Nintendo Power on the 3DS. 3D Nintendo Power. Think about it.
Yeah, the 3D, whatever that stupid video that they put out on the 3DS all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awful. I would much rather read like a little tiny bi-monthly fucking Nintendo fan club newsletter.
Imagine those words punching you in the face.
I have a chubby thinking about digital.
I mean, you can't blame them because no one's gone digital, right?
Nobody.
No one's digital, right?
The people listen to this podcast, they get it.
No. Dude, we mail it to them.
This is done in Morse code.
Pony Express.
Morse code.
All right, well, it was one of the longest running publications in the country. It's been around since 1988. Started as a bi-monthly Nintendo fan club newsletter, which did any of you guys get?
Yes.
No.
Of course.
No.
If you were a true fan, Francis, you would have gotten it.
No, if I was a true fan.
Fun Club was like
Dragon Warrior with one of the first issues, which I did in Dragon Warrior.
First and only true RPG I ever played, Final Fantasy III, Super Nintendo. Respect!
It was fine, but it should not
respect.
Have been the
first. I think the most important thing tonight is to get to what we're doing in honor
I agree.
Of Nintendo Power shutting its doors.
All right, let's get to it.
Closing its legs.
All right, now instead of mope around about the death of Nintendo Power, we're going to celebrate its life, and we're going to do it 8-bit proof style.
So Irish funeral style, if you will.
Arf!
What we're going to do is we're going to do the Nintendo Power Hour. For those of you who are unfamiliar with what a Power Hour is. What?
Sorry, I was talking over
you. You're unfamiliar?
I am unfamiliar. What is the Nintendo Power Hour, Corey?
Well, a Power Hour is when you take one shot of beer every single minute for an entire hour, which sounds really easy, but if you've ever done it, you know that it is not easy at all.
Are we talking about space minutes or Earth minutes?
Can I just chug a beer every 10 minutes?
These are Cerberus minutes.
Okay.
So
shortened.
Yes.
A power hour is not easy. The only power hour I have completed was with puke at the 45th minute.
But you finished, right?
I finished after I puked.
Just as a side note, I finished
Thank
that
you.
Power hour with no problem.
I pretty much.
Good
I probably
for
did.
You.
I'm definitely
probably
playing out that sound effect.
Good for you.
All right, but we're going to do this 8-bit proof style. So on minutes 1, 30, and 60, we're going to be doing hard liquor shots. And in honor of Nintendo, we'll be toasting to them on those three shots. This is all to make sure that one of us vomits, because that was the initial idea for the show, is we're gonna drink until someone does a real one of those.
And we had viewers, fans alike on Facebook comment and the first four people who commented on episode 3's post.
We're going to puke for you.
We're our contestants for this game, and they're going to be assigned to one of us.
And whoever vomits first, it's going to win that listener a prize. And what are we doing for prize?
Our very own official 8-bit proof t-shirt.
Yes. I don't even have one yet.
Nope.
But one of these four listeners will have one. All right, we're going to randomly assign. Susie, you're going to be playing for Garth Danielson from Facebook. Well, these are all from Facebook,
from
I guess.
From Facebook? Yeah, well.
He lives
on
Facebook.
Is that the only thing that he's on? Is he actually just a personality on Facebook?
He lives at 99 Facebook Road.
Should I know him?
Internet mass.
Roger, you're going
to
be playing for Gregory Deegan.
Boom.
You're playing for Gregory Deegan. So you vomit, you get the shirt.
Up, Deegs?
Joey Dizzle, you're going to be playing for Umberto Pagan. I hope I pronounced your name right. I don't
Pagan.
Know. Pagan.
Feliz cumpleaños.
He hates goats. Kills them.
All right, and I'm going to be playing for Yvonne Marie Bridges. So if I vomit, I win you a t-shirt. So listeners, if any of you guys want to get in any future episodes, just let us know on Twitter, Facebook. Fap with us. Let us know. Say something in the comment section of this post on blastmagazine.com. You'll be in, don't worry, I got a sound effect for that. When that segment comes up, you'll know it.
I just fapped.
Let me know when it happens, because I want to know it.
Oh, you'll know it. There's an ending.
Hopefully this won't be our last episode.
Now, we're going to attempt to bring you a regular show while we do this Power Hour. We're going to start with a main segment where we just reminisce about Nintendo and talk about our old favorite Nintendo memories. And so we're going to get this started. Joey Dizzle, you're keeping track of these shots, right?
I've got it.
Make sure we don't go over 60, because this is going to be awful.
No.
Let's go to 1,000.
Well, every time we hit a minute mark in this Power Hour, you're going to hear a noise for one more shot. That noise is going to be like...
That will signify that we need to take a shot. And on 30 and 60 and 1, we are doing hard liquor, so...
In that order.
I swear to God, when you listen to this podcast, you're going to hear that we only did like 58 because we're going to be so wasted by the end of this.
I hope you guys really appreciate this because we're going to be punishing ourselves for you. So we hope our pain is funny. So let's get started, I guess.
Doing the first one now?
Yeah. No. We're starting.
It begins now.
All right. We have to drink. You started the minute.
I thought we were doing it
at
1 minute.
No,
okay. All right.
Hard liquor.
I panicked for a second.
Hard liquor.
To Nintendo Power.
Nintendo Power. I miss you.
To my memories.
Ready?
Cherry right. Vodka.
The Jameson is too strong.
All right. Well, the minute started, so I feel rushed because it's every single minute.
That was all rude.
So, anybody have a special Nintendo memory they want to start off on?
Yeah, I thought you were going to start. You were going to begin with something.
I can start.
Go ahead. Begin.
All right, it was like 88, 89. I was in second grade.
Is this DuckTales again?
No, I knew that you'd get all pissy if I talked about DuckTales, so I wanted to leave that out.
Is this Gears of War?
No. It's not Gears. It's not DuckTales. Hopefully, it's not anything that you'll yell at me for.
It's Steers of War.
No, it was the first Ninja Turtles game. The Konami
Hokey
game.
Jokes. Hokey jokes already.
That game was
the
bomb.
Hey, time to drink.
Oh, time to drink. All right, well, we were in second grade. That game had just come out, and it was the first Ninja Turtles game, and it combined Ninja Turtles and Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be awesome.
Wait,
but
what game?
Teenage Mutant Ninja
really?
Turtles, Francis.
Sorry.
Ninja TMNT, Turtles. Francois.
The very first one. It was based on the show. It'd been around for a couple seasons already.
You mean the uber difficult one where you get to ride the van and shoot the missiles?
It was.
Yeah.
That game. Now that game's awful. It was awful. It was an awful game, but it had the nerds.
That's awesome.
Two shots.
This episode is going to be bad.
It had the Ninja Turtles license. If it didn't have the Ninja Turtles license, that game would have been awful.
Yeah.
It made no sense. It was insanely hard. But my story is the game had just come out. I didn't have it yet. I'd never even played it. But a couple of my friends were sitting around talking about it, and they brought up Raphael. And everyone has their favorite Ninja Turtle.
Michelangelo was the shit.
Mine was obviously Raphael. And they brought up Raphael, and they're like, oh, yeah, Raphael sucks shit. Yes, he's got the Ninja Turtles Nintendo power there.
See, the funny
thing is,
you're actually reading through this, and they make
Francis,
it sound
do it.
So easy. Oh, jeez.
All right,
they make it sound so easy as they're explaining it to you what you need to do.
Well, anyone who's played it remembers Raphael and how fucking useless he was in
is
that game.
Is this the one with the dam level?
Yes.
Yeah.
The bombs?
Yes.
I hate...
It
was awful.
Well,
he wasn't useless.
Well,
he had
hear the rest
attack.
Of my story. They attacked Raphael. I'd never played the game, but I love Raphael. So I immediately jumped in.
Apparently this is an airbase.
I acted like I had played it, and I was like, fuck you guys. Raphael is awesome. I played it. I can beat the entire game just with Raphael.
You were lying.
Yeah, I was totally lying.
Look how easy that is.
Look at that shit, huh?
Yeah, look at this.
Look at this shredder.
Look at this ridiculous map of the dam, and it was impossible not to lose a turtle in that dam. Impossible.
Electricity.
I actually liked the first
Did you ever finish that level with getting all the bombs?
I beat it in college.
Yeah, but couldn't... I thought if you
As
could
an
beat
adult.
It without getting all the bombs, though. Can I get a second here?
Are you talking about the dam, or are you talking about when you drive
normal.
Around in the turtle van?
No, the dam, when you're swimming in the water.
Yeah, I could beat that when I was a kid.
Hey, we didn't dedicate that first shot to anybody.
I think Corey was accurate as saying
we were supposed
game,
to dedicate that.
Probably not a Turtles game.
Well, either way, I defended Raphael to the death. I said he was awesome. And I went over to a friend's house like 3 or 4 days later, and he showed me that like little sliver of attack that would come out of Raphael, and he's fucking impossible to play
That's
with. And I felt like an asshole. And I just hoped it would go away. And no one brought it up after I eventually bought the game. And Donatello was clearly the best guy in the entire
Raphael's
game.
Raphael's like an uppercut with a sigh. It was bullshit. He couldn't barely hit anybody.
It barely came out of his face. I played it like 2 days ago just to like reconfirm how awful Raphael is. And it's there's no way you can not be hit by like the flaming guys or the little vacuum things that attack you. It makes no sense.
It was still in the Mausers game, though.
It was the first Ninja Turtles game, and it got Game of the Year in Nintendo Power in 1989, even though they gave it a fucking 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That was a shitty.
Nintendo Power, maybe we won't miss you after all.
But it was, how dare you?
I had to say it.
It was
shill reporting.
It was the first Ninja Turtles game, and it was Nintendo, so we all had to love it. You had to defend it. Even though Ninja Turtles... Oh, drink.
Do it. There's an enemy in this game called the Chainsaw Maniac.
Hey, take a drink.
I don't remember him ever being in the...
Drink your shot.
I remember the chainsaw guy. He had pink pants on.
Yeah, and yellow.
You'd punch him, and he'd swing his chainsaw backwards. I remember that guy.
I don't ever remember him being in the cartoons or anything.
No, there were so many enemies that weren't in the cartoons.
Very
like the flaming guy, you'd punch, and he'd divide into
that?
Two guys.
What is that?
He'd divide into four guys.
That was definitely not a Turtles game to start off.
No, it was awful. But the arcade game that came out a few years later, well, it came out at the same time, but only in arcades, but when it came out on home consoles, that was the fucking Turtles game that everybody wanted. So when that finally came out, that wrote all the wrongs of the first Turtles game.
Oh, yes.
So,
Turtles, was it Manhattan Project was the third one?
Yes, the Manhattan
that
Project.
I still have that one somewhere.
Remember the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fighting game?
Yes. On Super Nintendo?
Yes.
Was it for Super Nintendo or regular Nintendo?
I thought it was Super Nintendo.
I think it was for both.
We have the internet at our disposal.
I'm going to look that up right now.
They might have did both.
Did Nintendo have a fighting game?
Yeah, they had the Ninja Turtles ones.
You sure?
It was like
he's talking
awful.
About original NES. Did original NES have any fighting games, you're saying?
Oh, drink. Time for a drink.
Did Mortal Kombat 1 come out on Nintendo?
No.
Absolutely not.
Super Nintendo.
Not at all.
Super NES, bro.
Yeah. So, I don't think Nintendo had a fighting game.
It did. It was the Ninja Turtle game.
Punch
I'm going
to
look it up right now.
It had Punch-Out, which that game was the bomb track.
No, because this Ninja Turtles game came out at like that point where Super Nintendo and Nintendo were both still making games.
You know,
I'm doing it right now, Broham.
Hopefully there's a listener who's like screaming into his iPod, right? You guys are fucking idiots.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You're not working hard enough. There wasn't one bad Ninja Turtle game
fighters
on Nintendo.
Do you know how to use Google, son?
The first one. Didn't we go over that?
I didn't think it was bad. It was just hard as fuck.
When was the last time you played it? I played it two nights ago. It's awful.
Hey, I'm sorry. But can't you get run over in the overworld in that game and then you lose that turtle?
Yeah.
It was hard,
remember that.
But it was still fun.
It's awful. And the rope there was a part where you had to go through the sewer. There was one tiny part you had to, and it was a minute jump.
TMNT.
Tournament Fighters.
Fighters, but it was for NES and Super Nintendo. It came out on both because it was
that overlap?
It was one of those. Yeah, it was one of those overlapping games.
Was the second one called Turtles in Time?
That was the arcade game that that came out.
No, that was a Super Nintendo game.
Yeah, it came out on Super Nintendo, but it was arcade, and they ported it to Super Nintendo called Turtles in Time or whatever, if I recall correctly.
That game was the bomb.
Yeah, it was.
All of the Ninja Turtles games were, aside from that first one. Well, some people say the Tournament Fighters was awful, but I never played that.
I played it, no fatalities, epic fail. Epic fail.
Any game where you can punch April O'Neil in the face, you got to give a few points.
Bitch slapped the shit out of her.
I agree. You don't even want to know the fantasies I have about that yellow jumpsuit. But still, the ability to punch her in the face, that's hilarious.
Giggity.
Anybody else have a Nintendo memory? We were all born and bred on it.
I'll throw one out there. I remember this was in the late 80s, early. No, it was definitely late 80s. I had gone to Child World in Dedham. Which was epic.
That is the creepiest name for a store ever.
Dude, Child World and Nintendo, and Toys R Us were like direct competitors. Toys R Us fucking gutted them. stabbed him right in the chest.
You mean KB Toys?
No, Bob's Furniture now, but it was Child World. It was a big-ass castle.
Child's World was a juggernaut in the toy market.
Yeah, it was the bomb trickety.
I guarantee you pedophiles hung out in that parking lot with a name like Child World.
Pedophiles don't hang out at Toys R Us's?
Maybe, but Child World, I feel like you could walk out of there with a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I bought all my Nerf guns at Child's World.
Do you have the bow and arrow?
Of course.
Well, it was the starter.
I had... Can we get on a tangent?
Let's not tangentialize this conversation yet, if that's even a word.
I want to see where you're going.
All right, so I was there with my dad. We were going to buy the power pad and the Olympics game that was out for it. What was the name of it?
World-class track meet.
Yeah, world-class track meet.
The whole bundle for
it came with like a bundle. It was the power pad and like three games or whatever.
That was my first one, too.
It was some Beat Cop game, too, that came with it.
Hogan's Alley?
No, it wasn't Hogan's Alley. That was a light gun game. It was like a cop game. I forget what it was called.
Dark?
No, it was
you beat up homeless guys.
Awesome. No, but in the game World Class Track Meet, you had to stand on like if the thing looks like a dial pad. If you don't know what it is, you're retarded. But you had to stand on it and chuck your feet like left and right, like chop it, chop, chop, chop.
Or
and then when you wanted to jump on like the triple jump, you had to literally jump in the air off the pad.
It was like a DDR pad. It was
yeah,
like the original
but it was
DDR
it was
pad.
Really it was awful. Drinking.
How many are we deep? Just curious.
Not many.
I didn't count the last one.
Roger's
so
already
signing. We're at eight. And if we're wrong, listeners, fuck you.
I apologize if this is going to be a sound effects light.
We're at eight. But anyway, so my dad was like, my dad was sitting over me. I was little at the time. I was, seven, 8 years old, whatever, six, seven, eight. My dad is standing over me, right? And he's like, all right, I want to see how high we can get you. Let's see how far we can go. So I'm sitting there watching the screen. And I'm like, Dad, I got to jump. And he's over me. He's like, no, I'm going to lift you up when it's time. I'll lift you up. And I'm like, Dad, the fucking line's coming. The line's coming. So
you use that word when you're a kid?
No, but I'm thinking in my head. I was really dropping right. F-bombs.
Fuck,
in my head.
Dad. What
I'm
the
like,
fuck?
I'm like, I got to jump. The line is fucking coming. I jumped, and my dad was like, no, don't jump. I jumped. I fucking just destroyed his jaw. Hit him like dead on the head, butted him right in the jaw. He was so pissed off we left Child World. He was like, I told you not to jump. I thought I was going to get a beating, and he's like, all right, we're out of here. Let's go. We're not getting anything. I'm like, come on, guy. It's drink time.
It was one of those times when your parents are mad, but they can't yell at you because other parents are
there's
around.
There's people around. I mean, it's late 80s. You could beat the shit out of your kid all day, but
I got the yell through the teeth. The jaw wouldn't move, but my mom would be like, oh, my God, when we get out of here.
Yeah, my dad's jaw didn't move because I fucking buckled it with my head. My dad was pissed.
Oh, man.
Did you eventually get the power pad?
I did eventually get the power pad. I got the power pad with the world
class track meet.
World class track meet. I got that cop game, which I'm going to look that up because I can't remember the name of it. It was fucking awful. It was like you had to move with the pad, so you stand there and like stomp your feet to the right to go right. It was fucking retarded. And then I had world class track meet, and I think that fucking cop game was the only two games I ever had for
the
it.
Bundle came with some people got the cartridge had Super Mario Brothers, Duck Hunt, and World Class Track Meet all on the same cartridge. That's what I got.
I didn't get that. I wasn't.
Yeah, but Duck Hunt was a light gun game.
Yeah, it came with a light gun. Mine came with a power pad and the gray light gun before they got all sensitive and had to
game
make
time.
Orange. I guess kids started shooting each other or something. I don't know. They had to make an orange version of it. Or something.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when retarded kids are playing with retarded toys.
Oh,
I'm not sensitive.
So the light gun
not
is a retarded
all.
Toy?
It was if you're a retarded kid.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you're retarded and you're playing with a little fucking gray gun trying to rob people, I mean.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, what?
You should be
in all honesty, like, what were they like? Ah, too many people are getting robbed with this giant plastic gun. Let's turn it orange.
Dude, if a kid had the balls to rob a convenience store with the light gun zapper.
And a giant cord.
Zapper was the shit.
More power to him.
Yeah. Who here has one of the gray ones?
I do.
Right here. I'm raising my hand.
I have one.
I used to. But
75%.
You bought it after the fact, though.
No, I didn't.
You bought it after
no,
the fact.
No, it was my original one.
No.
I still have the original one. It's
no,
mounted
you didn't have
in my
a Nintendo.
Den.
I did have a Nintendo.
You Sega Genesis, bitch.
I had a Sega
that
Genesis
was the next
before
generation.
I had Super Nintendo.
I have my original light gun.
This kid had a Sega Genesis and a Night Ranger album, and that was the only two electronics that he owned when we first met.
I had a Nintendo.
Gosh.
Night Ranger album?
Preposterous.
Yeah. Drink.
It's time to drink.
Okay.
We're at the 11th minute, and right now we're already fucking up the timer. So as you people will find out, this is going to be a real bad podcast.
Yeah, this one's going to be messy, folks.
Enjoy yourselves, because this might be the last.
All right, Roger, you had a Sega Genesis. You got a Sega Genesis story for us?
No, wait, hold on.
What's wrong with Sega Genesis?
Don't bring them into this conversation. We're here in memoriam.
Don't bring that dirty whore into this conversation.
You're right. I thought we were just sharing old stories. I'm already a little drunk. I apologize fouling.
She was the mistress.
We're talking about a classy woman.
You're right.
Here,
I'm sorry.
You want to bring this dirty...
I'm very sorry.
Fucking gutter trollop? Into this?
Hey, no, we'll bring that up for another
Sega
podcast.
Master System was the gutter trollop. So that was the whore.
The 32X,
she was a bitch.
You could play
they
Doom
just used
on that
her.
Thing.
Yeah, you could play Doom very awkwardly on a Sega controller.
But one of my favorite memories for the older, it's not as old as NES, but Super NES.
Did you ever put a 32X into a 32X?
Drinky.
What?
That like sounds dirty.
It's like a dream within a dream.
Inception,
but
motherfucker.
Anyway,
Segaception.
One of my favorite memories from the Super Nintendo generation was... I've known Joey Dizzle the longest, and every time we'd get a game, I'd be sitting there playing it, and compared to all you, I suck at video games. So
do
he was
ever.
Always...
Should we talk about last night?
40 steps ahead of me. 40 steps ahead of me. Hey,
yes.
I finished third. I'm not the one who got slapped in that.
You'll find out what he's talking about later. When we start our YouTube channel, which we started off with a bang.
Good recovery.
I don't know.
Anyways,
you did.
Always... 40 steps ahead of me in any game we played, but I beat Super Mario RPG before he did. And I'm pretty sure he could describe the rage he felt because I beat it before him, but that was my crowning achievement.
You guys were racing through Super
Mario
RPG?
That was my
RPG?
Crowning of achievement of my youth, yeah. Was beating Super Mario RPG before Joseph.
Not losing your virginity?
Time to drink.
Well, and set aside that Super Mario RPG is probably one of the best games on Super Nintendo.
It was an out of nowhere kind of awesome game.
Oh, it was a fantastic video game.
Well, there's a lot
Square,
to compete
Square,
with on Super Nintendo.
Square hit it out of the park on that one. It was all Square. It was no Nintendo involved in that. It was all Square. Square was like, hey, can we make an RPG and just stick your characters in it? Because they're fucking money. Anyone's going to buy a fucking RPG with Yoshi in it, bitch.
But anyways, back to the topic at hand.
Hit your story.
Wait.
Was I rage?
Was Yoshi in that RPG?
Yeah, he was in there, of course. There was a whole fucking village of Yoshis.
It was called Yoshi Island.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you could play as him.
A question. Who here didn't play the fucking game, aside from Francis?
I did, actually.
Well, there's only four people here, so I'm the only one who's going to raise his hand.
Francis came from a poor family. He had to rent it from Blockbuster.
Oh, no.
Oh, you rented a console from Blockbuster?
No. It wasn't from Blockbuster. He was so poor, he had to rent it from Hollywood Video.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with renting games, all right? Nothing wrong with that.
Hollywood Video was the ghetto. It was the ghetto of video game rentals.
Hey, are we close to 30 yet?
Anyways, Joey Dizzle, I want you to tell the audience, emotionally, mentally, maybe you felt physical anguish.
Listen.
When you found out I beat Super Mario RPG before you did.
Have you even beat Super Mario RPG? Just a backstory to this. We were at 8th grade graduation. Like, that was your 8th grade graduation present, wasn't it?
Graduation.
I don't. Maybe.
Whatever. Fuck you. It's a lot of syllables that all sounded the same in that statement. 8th grade graduation. You
there
son
you go.
Of a bitch.
Good job.
Here's your diploma.
We were there. That was like your 8th grade graduation present. And you showed up for graduation in your little blue gown. And you're like, I'm almost done with it. Like, what? Almost done with it? That's unthinkable. It's ridiculous. You can't be almost done with it.
You're in Moleville?
Yeah, I'm in like Moleville, and he's at like the fucking end, beating Smelter.
Smitty.
Fuck you, Francis Smith.
Apparently you haven't beat the game
yet. Oh, Smelter was a bad guy.
Did you beat the game?
Yeah. I played it twice. I got it on Wii virtual console.
Just making sure.
Right after 8th grade graduation.
I did. I raced to fucking
beat
that game,
me.
And I didn't win.
Drink.
Roger fucking beat me, and it was a devastating blow to my psyche.
Oh, God, that was a big one.
Because quite honestly, I blow at video games.
Oh, hold on. Before you continue your story, I just want to let the listeners know, when someone vomits, we're going to mic it. So you will definitely hear that, and hopefully it'll be a good soundbite for later episodes.
But that was my crowning achievement of early days video gaming.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Well,
now it's routine because Borderlands, and all the other games. Sometimes Roger just gets games.
Don't bring that trollop of a fucking Xbox into this.
We're talking Nintendo
or PS3.
Here.
I'm just talking Nintendo talk.
I want to hear a Nintendo story from Susie.
Get some.
Hi.
Get some.
This is Francis. He's the low talker of the group.
Hi.
Ooh,
oh,
drink.
Oh, good. Drink first.
Don't just shout at me.
What do we have? Do I put it hard? Oh, God, that was warm.
Hold on. Francis, you got to drink them.
Francis,
so much
you got
to alternate them. Nintendo is the only console Francis didn't compare to a computer.
Francis, did you have an 8-bit computer?
Let him talk. Let him talk.
No, computers. Computers were 9-bit back in the day.
Slightly better.
I don't even know what 8-bit is.
No, they were slightly better. My Microsoft 286 could play anything that an 8-bit Nintendo could play. Better.
Hey, can we let the man speak?
Yeah, speak.
Let him speak.
So, much like the games I play today, which involve choice, divergent paths, and interesting gameplay.
Hand jobs.
Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse was my favorite memory of... Oh, man, what was I saying? Oh, Nintendo games.
Well, there goes that...
Tell your fucking story.
So, you know, playing that game was pretty awesome.
Memories?
I don't want that to play over you. So
I was just going to listen to it because that's a fantastic song. It's one of the reasons, you know, I listen to that song when I play other games as well. It's just a fantastic song. And, you know, anybody here ever...
Drink!
Oh, that's a drink.
That's time to drink.
I'm sorry if this sounds all, like, disjointed with us drinking, but...
As a quick aside...
You wouldn't believe how much multitasking we're doing right now.
Can we discuss
seriously
how awesome the music in Nintendo and Super Nintendo games was?
It's because it's so simple and pure.
Yeah, too bad we're talking about Nintendo power. We want to talk about Nintendo power.
Yes.
And where are you going with that?
And speaking of that...
Fuck you.
And speaking of that, wasn't the Nintendo power with Castlevania 2
What?
What? Simon's Quest. What, Castlevania
Simon's
2
Quest.
Was Simon's
okay,
Quest.
Yeah, when he had Dracula's head in his hand. Mm-hmm. Isn't that like one of the most violent magazine covers of all time or something? When it came out, shocked people.
I don't know.
I'll look it up, Francis. I will look that shit up.
But yeah, Castlevania 3.
We use the internet.
It was good. You can play through that
We're
game.
All high-tech and shit now. Yeah. We got the interwebs at our disposal.
So that's your memory, Castlevania.
Well, I was going to, you know, go into it, but you guys keep talking.
So
over
go
me,
in
so.
It.
No,
Francis.
I'm done.
Be assertive.
It's okay.
No, I want to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else to say. I've been drinking.
So have we all.
All right, then let's kick it back to Corey, see if he got another gem for us.
A gem? I don't know if it's a gem. It's just, it's a comment on me and how I am socially, I think. It's about to get deep here.
Let's go,
on
Heisenberg.
Ape-proof. Wait, 2 seconds.
Drink!
Yeah, what Nintendo Power did was, it was what you said. It was a Simon's Quest cover. And they had, like, remember back in the day, Nintendo Power didn't used to do all animated covers. Like, they'd do the live-action covers, and that's what it was. It was a guy in actual, like, suit of armor. Like holding a prop mannequin head. This was old.
Oh yeah, it's not a screenshot. It's definitely a dude holding a severed head.
Yeah, like I remember those.
Yeah, you remember the very first Nintendo Power was a claymation of Super Mario Brothers 2.
Those are the best covers. Like those covers probably if you had one of those magazines now, it's as much as it's a useless like collectible right now. Those covers are pretty cool back then. Like something to collect that would probably be worth a lot of money.
I hope they do for the very last cover. I hope they do like a remake of the first cover. I hope it's a Super Mario Brothers 2 claymation cover.
I started waiting for my next Nintendo Power the day that month's Nintendo Power came in the mail. It was the exciting.
So you
days.
Had a subscription to it?
I did.
I never did. I had to like force my parents to buy it whenever we like walked by where magazines were sold.
Or when the school library didn't need any.
Gotta go to the bookstore, kid.
They were in your school library?
Yeah. They
fuck
were.
You.
You had Nintendo.
We had a magazine
drinking
section.
Drink?
And they had
drink?
Like
elementary school, my dear Francis.
Hmm. Yes, they had. I forget which one I had. It's one that has a hole punch through it.
Dude, I went to school in northern Maine.
I don't know if it was this one.
In like the middle of nowhere. And the only magazine subscriptions we had in our library
Playboy?
Were Ebony Magazine.
Yes!
And Guns and Ammo.
Well,
just those two.
Did Ebony have nudity in it?
Does this have anything to do with Nintendo?
No, let's get back to Nintendo.
Weird. It's weird how that happens.
All right, well, my next quip about Nintendo was...
Shoot from the hip.
There was a game that came out in 1989, and like I was, I think, in like third grade or so, probably. And I had just learned to play chess, which is not fucking impressive to anybody. I don't know. Everybody
I fuck shit
chess.
Up in chess.
No,
I don't suck
so.
In chess, but I just learned how to play. And a friend of mine, I was spending the night at a friend's house. And he was like, oh, dude, I just got this game called Battle Chess. I don't know if any of you guys ever played Battle Chess.
No, sir. I did. On PC.
Did you?
Yes. I don't know if shaking my head comes over on the radio real well, but I'm like, mm-mm.
Usually it doesn't translate. It's a it's a horrifically bad game from Interplay. It was on the 3DO. It was on Apple TV.
Do it!
Oh, God almighty.
Yeah, alcohol is my friend.
It was on Amiga, Commodore 64. It was on
Isn't
a bunch
it like
of...
A XBLA game now that's like a battle chess game?
I don't think so. Either way,
oh,
like...
Oh, dude, I did have Battle Chess.
I was on Steam.
It was awful.
Remember.
Wait, was the Battle Chess the one where, like, you your rook would take a bishop and, like, it would suddenly go to an animation?
The animation,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, I had
What
it.
Happened, like, there were actual little characters and there was no music through the whole game. It was dead silent aside from the first menu. And what you would do is when you would take a piece, it would walk across the fucking board and it would take 20 minutes. And then they would go to a cutscene and, like... one piece would physically fight the other, and there were, from all the pieces, there were like 35 animations or so. And being an anal retentive kid, and there was no fucking...
ADD kid.
There was no internet at the time.
Did
so there
you
was
say
no
anal?
Anal. Anus deep revenge. Anal. Anal jokes. Butthole, butt-fucking sex jokes.
Anal tulips. Retention.
I don't know how to respond to anal tulips.
Don't respond to it at all. An ER visit would be proper.
I'm going to respond with this drink. Have we hit 30 yet?
If my drunken calculations are correct, we're at 20.
Around. Yeah.
All right, but either way, after my friend showed me the game, I went out and bought the game, which is a stupid mistake, and I had to see every single animation, and there was a mode in the game where you could set up the board however you wanted. So I would spend hours and hours on like a Saturday or Sunday just to set up the board to watch each individual animation. And they were stupid. They were bad. There were a couple that were good, like the pawn would kick the knight in the balls and stab him in the face.
I remember that. I had it for Windows, though. I
Yeah, there was a Windows version.
Yeah, I had it for Windows. I remember that, like, back in the mid to early 90s.
But either I
I'm already fading.
I wasted so many hours of my life just watching those animations. And just a couple of days ago before we did this,
yes,
I looked it up online, and it was like a 9-minute video. Each animation's like 10 seconds, and the whole video is 9 minutes long to show you every single death animation. But back then, you had to do it by hand, so it took forever.
I bet you'd be good right now if they redid it with like high-def graphics and really like brutal, bloody violence.
It was so slow, though. If you moved your rook across the board, you could go make a fucking sandwich in the other room. It took forever.
What console was this on?
NES.
Really?
Yeah. I could show you the cover.
That's fine.
The cover was awesome. The chick had like, she was the queen, and she would always like use magic, and she had tons of cleavage on the cover.
It
was awesome.
Her breasts against the king.
The breast assists?
So you're gonna share an N64?
Yes. I have
after this break.
Drink.
Is it
that
something
like,
to do with that?
That sounds like that game about that,
is that
guy
Winback?
With the three numbers in his name.
Oh, what up, GoldenEye?
Yes. That game was the bomb track.
Three numbers in his name?
007,
yeah,
Francis.
007. When that came out, I was still in high school, and the weekend was the only time when you could actually have fun. So, there's nothing like... Are you done?
Is your microphone even on, Francis?
Are you done?
He purposely turned it off to mock him.
But everyone in this room had to play in a weekend GoldenEye tournament.
I hated GoldenEye.
What the fuck did you say?
I'm sorry. I never had an N64. I went straight to
GoldenEye was the shit. Fuck you.
It was. I'm not shitting on it.
Fuck you.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you done?
No, I'm not.
Okay, go ahead. Shit on me for a little while before I can defend myself.
How could... Oh, we got a drink.
I'm not shitting on... Oh, you're right.
If you hear the one up, you better be drinking.
GoldenEye was not... It was a good game, but I missed it. I went from Sega to PlayStation...
There's no way you can go back in time right now
foolish.
And play GoldenEye.
No,
it doesn't hold up.
Awful now.
It
translates
hold up.
Terribly.
You had to play GoldenEye when GoldenEye was GoldenEye. You can't play GoldenEye right now.
Yeah, the up and down buttons to look up and down, it's all discombobulated.
It uses one joystick. You can't do that now.
Oh. Yeah.
But
boy, it didn't translate well.
I have nothing but good memories playing with my cousins or whatever.
Playing with Matt, with Schubert, the fucking...
So I could like I could walk into your basement at any given moment and just hear like,
Choppers only. Yes. Choppers only was the best mode. And let me be Frank, if I will.
He's Frank.
RCP 90 for
the
win.
I know it was a bad joke.
Just like with you guys, me being the worst player in the room for video games, I was the worst player in every video game situation.
Oh my god! How
so with my cousins, with my other friends. I was awful, and I was the one who was always dying, but I still had fun. GoldenEye was a fantastic game, and...
I vaguely recall one day we went to Martin Schubert's house,
wrestled.
And he fucked all of us up in GoldenEye.
Dude, he was German.
It was ridiculous.
He was German.
We should probably cut out last names, I think.
Whatever. Yeah. He's a fucking, like, MIT student. He probably
Cornell.
Makes millions.
He went to Cornell.
Yeah, whatever. He's crazy smart. Anyway, he fucked us up in GoldenEye, and I was pretty damn good at that game. I always beat you guys.
The only thing that compared to GoldenEye Game Fests was those THQ Wrestling Game Fests.
Oh, fuck me. NWO, WCW versus NWO World Tour. Best multiplayer game ever created.
Dude, that game
Why?
It was
Why?
Awesome.
What do you mean? You never played it?
No, I want you to relax before you jump all over
right,
me.
All right. I know you want me to describe it for the listeners.
I just want you to talk about it before you fucking fuck me in the ass.
I know that's what you want, but the gut reaction is just to rip your throat out when you say something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm,
NWO versus WCW World Tour. Or WCW versus NWO, depending on how you set it up.
Nicely done.
Best multiplayer game ever. When you can fucking pile drive somebody 65 times and they come back with one special move and kill you, come on. Beautiful.
I don't think people like, die in wrestling.
No, like, fuck you, you're Francis.
Playing that game. Wrestling's real.
You're playing that game, and the best
Drink,
part of playing that game is that you're usually in a room filled with like 10 or 12 people. So two people are playing a game, and you're in a room with 10 or 12 people. And all those other people that aren't playing the game see. They see.
I'm sorry. I'm
it was
sorry
the best game ever made.
They see you fighting. They see you fighting. They're into it. And all of a sudden, they see that one person doing a special move. And they see the move.
The
like
razor's
the
edge comes at
they
you.
They see the animation start, and they're like, oh!
Oh, no, he twisted the stick. He moved the stick.
Yeah. And then it's over. And they're like, oh, so good.
Just,
so good. Nothing
just parade around the room.
The yeah, best like, the best was when two guys were like
yeah,
really
exactly.
two
like
guys
that.
Were really like duking it out
just
and like some
that.
Of you just come up behind them and just the grapple would start and you know it was over.
Yeah.
The special meter was flashing like don't come near me. Don't come near me.
Exactly.
No. The fucking razor's edge hits him and the two of you just fight for who's going to pin him.
Exactly.
Fuck this guy.
And then
and you're sitting there mashing the controller. I'll break this fucking controller if it means popping out of this pin.
And you reach under the ring and get a chair and shit like that in 2x4s. Oh, that game was the bomb.
Ah, good God, was it ever.
But quick little thing here.
Okay.
About GoldenEye.
Yeah. Spit it out, kid.
Because that was such a multiplayer heavy game.
Centric game, yes.
Yeah. It had the mission to whatever, single player, but like, the Nintendo, was Nintendo the dawn of extreme competitive multiplayer?
Don Corleone.
The dawn of
yeah,
extreme?
The beginning, the genesis.
Sega Genesis?
Well, I don't know. What defined extreme? Mountain Dew wasn't defining extreme yet. That was more of a Surge-dominated era, I think.
I'm just saying, like...
oh my God.
I think that was the first majorly competitive first-person shooter on a console, I think. That was
it
the first thing
was.
That blew up.
Well,
on
let's
it. And I missed out on it. I'm sorry that I missed out on it.
You should be.
I am.
You
I just
be.
I never had an N64. I jumped right from Sega to PlayStation.
That's foolish if I don't.
Does anybody want to see Demi Moore's bush in 1981?
No.
Yeah. I have. I've seen that movie.
Do you see that? No. She posed for Playboy in 1981
I've seen
under
that
her surname.
Too. Yeah, I've seen that. I have
gigantic
the internet.
Bush. But go ahead, back to Nintendo.
It's pretty disturbing.
It's Demi. Actually,
oh, no, it was Penthouse. Sorry, it was Penthouse, Spain. Google it, everybody.
So, Francis, shit. What's up? Right now,
we just drank. We just drank, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
I just did.
Oh, fuck. I just poured it. I swear I just drank.
So,
I
Francis.
Yeah, well, you swear again because you're going to drink.
So, Francis.
Yeah. We haven't hit 30 yet?
We are at 27.
I'm going to be so fucked
by
the end of this podcast.
I'm already ready for a nap. So, Francis, since you're the connoisseur of all the computer.
What are we talking about computers?
These parts of the PC gaming master race. All right.
So, the Nintendo, what year did Nintendo 64 come out? 96?
Well, we have the
96?
Internet at our disposal.
I have had so much alcohol.
Okay.
Answer the question, Francis.
He doesn't know.
Did the computer have a...
Well, we were playing Mario Kart in 92, so maybe 96. I don't remember.
We were playing Mario Kart 20 minutes ago.
Can I finish my question?
It came out in 92, you know what I mean.
Can I finish my question?
It's probably 1996.
Did the computer have a competitive... multiplayer
sure did
title before N64 did. Well, no. Super Nintendo had Mario Kart. What was more competitive than playing Mario Kart with your friends?
Wait.
Oh, that's fucking stupid.
Is that a fart?
Drink. It was.
Oh, my microphone smells like garbage.
No.
Awful.
No one can say.
What about Counter? When did Counter Strike come out?
Counter Strike. That was
Counter Strike.
Long
definitely
time later.
Post.
Dude.
You get me.
That's Golden college time.
Post.
I don't know.
Definitely, you can say that. Definitely.
Well, let's get some fact.
Someone else bring it up. I'm running the soundboard.
You could put in Mario Kart right now, and people will get more competitive than playing Halo or Call of Duty or anything like that.
Okay, who invited this kid? How about it? How about
exactly? Who invited this kid?
How about we talk about Conker's Bad Fur Day for a minute?
Oh my Lord, that game was phenomenal. Bouncing off the sunflower's tits to get higher.
Fantastic.
Waking up drunk and then puking.
Fucking
phenomenal.
Can we talk about
that
how throwing poop at some dude? Was it poop you threw at the dude to beat him?
Oh, when they showed that was the cow's asshole up close,
yeah.
And just saw the shit coming out of the asshole.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how awesome of a third-party developer Rare was?
Rare was the only reason Nintendo's gotten to where they are right
what
now.
What happened to Rare was really sad.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what? That's the same thing that happened to Infinity Ward, and they're going to do fine as Respawn, I guarantee you.
Respawn.
Left trigger, right trigger.
So
yeah, but Rare has been
drink
banished
up,
to the motion-oriented game.
Rare isn't in as bad a shape as you think, because I'm sure the guys that made those games are probably making other
games
elsewhere.
Oh, I'm not doing so well.
8-bit proof.
Oh, are we close? Who are you playing for?
Garth.
Garth, all
right. Garth Ennis.
Garth, you're in good shape,
not
kid.
Not Ennis.
Garth Ennis, you write a really good comic book.
Garth Penis.
We don't need to yell.
Oh, man, that bucket's looking really good right now.
Welcome to 8-Bit Proof.
Garth, you may be winning the T-shirt.
Hey, we're one drink away from 30. I think, actually, this is a hard shot.
It's either puke or gas.
We're at 29.
Either way, they both better be mine.
Hey, all right. We're at 29. Are we doing hard doing shot next?
Yeah, of course we are. We're not fucking around.
All right.
Everybody have a hard liquor shot ready?
I do not, but
I don't.
Drink mine and pour it real
quick.
Is
hard liquor next?
Yes.
Oh, God.
30's
Garth.
Next.
Garth.
You might be clothed soon.
Make sure you're close to that bucket. Roger, you mic him.
I'm going to do a shot because I want to channel the doc.
Shit, man.
Hey, get it. Do you have a hard liquor shot ready?
No, I'm going to drink mine because we're doing a beer shot first.
No, 30 is hard liquor.
What am I drinking?
Hard liquor.
Oh, God. I don't want to drink Jameson.
Here, do you want some Jameson?
Oh, no. I have it right here in front of me. In 10 seconds, I'm going to do some yak.
Yeah, you're going to have to drink something in 7 seconds. Hurry up.
Sweet Jesus. I got the yak. Courvoisier.
Oh,
VS.
This is the
cognac.
Jameson.
Here it goes.
Oh, my God. Toast to Nintendo Power.
Oh, that was all me.
Oh, fuck
me.
My
life.
Oh, wait, Mike him. Oh, my God. Oh.
Welcome to 8-Bit Proof.
Vomit unlocked.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Roger, my go-to. His eyes are watering. This is bad news.
Francis, what did you drink?
Oh. Oh, did you mic that? I hope you mic that.
You puked out my 12-year-old Jameson, you son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
I need a tissue.
Someone get that man a towel.
Oh, this puke
in there.
Oh, my
God.
Here you go.
A towel right behind you, Francis.
Sorry, I threw it past you.
I need to blow my
Garth!
Nose.
Shh, you don't need to yell. Garth can hear you.
Garth? You lucky bastard. You got Francis, huh?
You just got a T-shirt, Garth.
Oh, it smells so awful. I smell this puke booze. It's disgusting. Oh, it smells vile.
I'm going with this. I'm still going.
Of course, it's an Nintendo Power.
Drink. He's drinking. He puked and he's still drinking.
He's in the game, folks.
He's the man.
I'm done with hard alcohol, that's for sure.
There's only one more. It's at the end.
Jesus.
Francis, just think. If you puke it up again, you're all right.
All right, well, vomit achievement unlocked.
How many points is that?
I'll tell you, Bud Light tastes delicious after Courvoisier.
I agree.
I don't know how you guys did that.
Imagine if Super Nintendo had achievements.
Francis, I'm never letting you near expensive alcohol again.
Yeah, please.
12 years old.
Oh, that's why it came up.
Oh, I have puke on my mic. That's disgusting.
I hope it was loud enough.
Come on.
It just touched my lips.
All right, let's... Well, how about we...
Let's get back to Joey Dizzle for a memory lane.
Let's go back. Let's go. Let's take it back from that very adult situation.
I've got an all right... Like, this is a nostalgic kind of memory.
Oh, tickle my boner.
Yeah, no, I don't want to. Because I'm pretty
My nostalgia right boner.
I remember back when we were, like, young, like, the interwebs were a distant memory. So you had to shop through catalogs, or you had to fucking get off your ass and walk around the department store.
6 to 8 weeks for delivery.
Sears Christmas catalog.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that shit? Hold on. We got a drink.
Ugh.
Sears catalog lingerie section?
Sears Christmas catalog was the gateway to my dreams. Ninja Gaiden 2. It was, I don't even know what year it was, 1987, 88.
You got the interwebs right in front of you.
I'll look it up, but I'm going to tell the story either way. I saw Ninja Gaiden 2. I didn't play Ninja Gaiden 1, but I wanted that shit so fucking bad. And it was sitting there in that Sears catalog like, Joe, your Christmas present awaits. So I was like, fuck this shit. I'm getting that game. I cried to my mom that year. I was like, dude, mom,
did
bro.
Your mom aside and said, dude.
Bro, dude, mom, I need Ninja Gaiden 2.
Mom
guy. She bullshitted me all year. It's all fall. You know, I say all year, but it was like fall. Bullshitting me all fall about how, I don't think I can afford that shit. No, blah, blah, blah. I can't get Ninja Gaiden for you. Blah, blah. That was back when games were like $40. Sure enough, Christmas comes around. She takes me to Sears. She walks up to that pickup counter. I knew what the fuck she was picking
Lay
up.
Layaway?
I knew exactly what she was picking up.
Ninja Gaiden 2, bitch.
I just want to see Susie as a trooper for continuing this.
You have to. Once you puke, you're all set. You're a lucky bastard. I envy you.
I do envy you a little bit.
You may be the soft-spoken one, but...
I apologize.
I hope Bridges again, so Garth wins twice.
Yeah, Garth, I'm very happy for you.
We only have one T-shirt to give away. I'm sorry. But the first
I
one
get
is
the
yours.
Second one.
But yeah, Ninja Gaiden 2, Sears catalog, 1980-ish.
I can't wait for Garth to hear this and just be like, oh my god, he just puked, I went to shirt.
It makes me excited that people will be rooting for us to vomit.
Garth, he puked on your shirt.
I don't think, Garth probably has never been this happy to see somebody puke, or hear somebody puke.
I don't know. What if Garth had a rough day where his stomach was in turmoil all day and he puked and he was like,
he was disgusted with this podcast and he threw up.
He may have
sorted
that. I thought Roger was going to throw up with his face.
I was there.
1990.
The smell hit my nose. I was there.
It wasn't the smell of puke that hit you, though. It was the smell of fresh alcohol. He didn't even have time to digest it. It was just like, my stomach is weak.
Dude, that alcohol
out.
As soon as I put that in my mouth, I'm like, no.
This is Jameson Irish whiskey.
It was
a man's drink.
It was pretty watery. I could see the bucket.
It was, like, in all fairness, though, it was legit puke. Like, I saw yellow.
It was, yeah. He had two pukes, like two heaves.
Uh-huh. No, the first heave was vomit, and the second heave was nothing.
It was not a verp. It was clear puke.
I saw yellow.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
I believe we were
in the gated
mode with Joe.
Of a Nintendo memory. But my Nintendo memory is over, so one of you bastards better scrape one out.
All right, now, I didn't have an N64, but someone has to have a memory of this.
Fuck you, Link, you bitch-ass bitch.
That was probably one of...
that went a little too far. That was Navi.
That was probably one of the greatest games on the 64, aside from Super Mario 64.
I couldn't finish it on 3DS.
Does anyone know
that game was revolutionary. That started the lock-on targeting, that game.
What shot are we on?
I have no idea.
You're supposed to be
keeping
track.
Is this all 30 right here?
That's 30. And then I've got...
All right, so 33. We just did 33.
Are you sure?
It smells like vomit.
I see three. You're the one keeping track.
No, I did that just now. I was like, shit, are we on three more?
Should I start keeping track? I don't
just
trust...
Just take another one. You know what? Worst case scenario, we take a little extra, okay? For the viewers. The listeners. I'm going to call us at 34. If we're off, I'll blow you.
All right, someone tell me a fucking Zelda story, please.
Legend of Zelda.
Good
the
God.
The Water Temple. I'm sure everybody remembers the Water Temple. Iron Boots. Different levels, raising the water level.
You know what I hate most about
levels,
Zelda, Francis?
The clone you had to fight. I mean, everybody hates that level, but I mean, come on.
Francis, you know what I hate most about Zelda?
What?
Zelda 2.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about Nintendo 64 Zelda. We're not talking about Nintendo Zelda.
Wait, are you talking about Ocarina of Time?
Yeah, and then Majora's Mask, which was also excellent.
I never played Majora's Mask.
Everybody
Fuck
hated it.
That noise.
No, because it was good. That's why everybody hated it.
All right, but they explored the whole mythos in the first one in Ocarina of Time. Everything that anyone cared about involved with Zelda
that game
happened in that game. And why would you play Majora's Mask? That wasn't the
one
that
was like
cel-shaded.
Why would you play Majora's Mask?
But that wasn't the one that was cel-shaded.
No, that's the one where you had 3 days.
Was that Wind Waker?
That was
Wind
Waker.
Wind Waker, whatever.
Walker?
Wind Walker, Wind Waker, Wind Fucker. I don't give a shit.
Wind Waker was good until you had to take the sailboat and find all the pieces in the ocean.
Wind Waker was the Zelda 2 of N64.
That was Skywalker.
No, I like that game, though.
Drink.
It was still good.
Oh,
drink it up.
Don't talk poorly about Zelda 2. You're totally wrong.
I don't have any love for Zelda 2.
Zelda 2 is one of the most underrated Nintendo games.
If the internet didn't exist, I'd have shot myself in the face before finishing Zelda 2. That game was awful. It
caused a lot of little kid suicides in 1988.
The internet didn't exist. Listen, you know, I could talk about Zelda Ocarina of Time for
Hey.
Fuck you, Navi. why does my microphone taste like Aqua Velva?
Maybe your farts taste like Aqua Velva.
My microphone smells like puke, so you got a better mic.
Disgusting, Francis. Hold your alcohol better, will you?
Do you want to talk about Super Metroid and Mario 64?
Yeah.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Fuck Mario 64 and its stupid ass.
Whoa.
Fuck you.
No.
You bomb-tossing son of a bitch.
This is coming from the guy who played it on the DS.
Yeah.
So.
It was fucking awful.
No. All you're doing is tossing bombs right now. Okay?
No, I'm not.
You want Radio Gold? Fine.
No.
Find it on your own regard.
Are you going to listen to me or are you going to shout over me? All right, go ahead. Shout over me. It doesn't matter.
I'm shouting.
I won't interact.
I'm shouting. Mario 64, best N64 game ever made.
What was the last time you played it?
Whatever. Don't talk to me.
Whatever. That's a good response.
How are you going to say Mario 64 was a bad game?
It's awful. Dude, the worst enemy in that game is the fucking controls. You know how many times I just ran off the edge for no reason?
It was the first fucking 3D Roam game.
What console did you play it on?
Open
I played
world
it on a 3DS.
Mario game. You want to talk shit about it. You were in
doesn't
the castle.
Count.
I can still play it with a joystick.
Nope, doesn't count.
I can play with a joystick.
I played on the 64 and it was phenomenal.
Why? Because they had a joystick?
No, Mario
64
was phenomenal.
Oh, so did the 3DS.
You call that circle pad a joystick?
Yeah,
do
I
you
do.
Know the what? Definition of a joystick?
Dude, that game was awful.
That game was phenomenal.
When was the last time you played it?
It's
when
I was three a child. Against one.
It does you not hold up. It's horrible.
You're in a lonely corner over there. Talk shit about
it. It's a lonely, completely correct corner.
Who has Mario 64?
I was sitting, like, maybe a year or so ago, I was sitting in my car playing fucking Mario 64, like punching myself
Dude,
in the head
if I
out
had,
of anger.
If I had the actual N64 cartridge for Mario 64 right now, I'd fuck it. That's how good that game was. It was the demo that I walked in Toys R Us.
Can I stop drinking?
I walked in Toys R Us and played that game and decided, this is a console I'm going to fucking buy.
Don't need to yell. It's okay.
I got to yell because I got to make sure my point is heard.
I'm sure at the time it was a fantastic game.
At the time?
No, that game does not hold up. It's awful. It sucks shit. I hate it. I don't care how many people hate me for saying it. It's an awful fucking game now.
Corey.
Yes.
You're wrong. Offended.
I'm not wrong.
No, you are.
Play
you're
it.
Wrong.
When was the last time you played
you're
it?
Wrong. Offended.
I will
you're
play
wrong.
It right now.
Go ahead. I have
it. It has the exact
I have it on 3DS or on DS.
Exact
I'll give you the game.
Are you sure it's the same like game? Any 3D
Well,
I
never
today.
Played it on a Nintendo 64.
On a Nintendo 64.
Why? That it, fucking controller where you have to move your hands and there's three
are
different
you
ways
kidding
to con-
me?
Come no,
on.
It's an awful game. It's an awful fucking game.
It's like jerking off lefty. You get used to it.
Invalid. He
you're
never
fine.
Played it. No, it's invalid. He never played
I didn't
64.
Play it on the N64.
No, so
you're
take
right,
it and drink.
I played the DS version and it was fucking terrible.
It was an open world
Shut
Mario
up.
Game. You had options to you know, go here, get this
to
star,
what?
Get that
if
star.
You were good, you
to
could
what?
Get...
Complete the quest or not
good.
Complete the quest? Yeah,
listen,
tons
listen,
of choices.
Listen.
Oh, my God. Oh,
okay,
do I want to complete right, this right, quest
fine.
Or that
you,
quest?
You know,
do I want to fuck the penguin in the ass?
I'm
do
so
I wanna
fucking
find
angry
acorns?
Right now. You know, it didn't have choices, but you
I'm
know,
so angry.
In the open world, you go after any star you wanted to. It was fine.
Oh, it was the Deus Ex of Mario, right?
I'm so angry right now. All right,
well, either way, we have to close this segment. I'm sorry. I'm wrong, apparently. I'm totally wrong about Mario 64.
You're definitely wrong.
100%
wrong.
That's okay.
Maybe the viewers... Listeners, after they listen to this podcast, in the comments Touch at Blast Magazine, will tell you how wrong you
no,
are.
No, someone back me up here because
no one,
no,
no
one's gonna back you up.
Dead wrong. Back you up. You're a moron.
That game's awful.
You know what?
Are
someone's
you
gonna back you up just to be spiteful towards us.
Good. I hope
that's
they do.
All you're gonna get. You're gonna get a spite backup.
Weren't you just telling me we need to move on?
Yeah, move.
Okay,
move
well,
along.
Relax. There's your brow is just covered in anger
it's
sweat
furled.
Right now.
Fap it up, baby.
All right. Well, now it's.
Can we go to
ooh, drink,
nice drink
before
fat,
the
bitch.
I have puke in the back of my throat.
It's for Garth.
That's a story of my life.
That's Garth's puke.
Are right. We going to move to Super Metroid?
Garth Danielson. You probably would have been a better comic book writer than Garth Ennis.
Garth, what kind of
hey,
video games
you
apply
you.
Yourself?
This is great.
Garth, what kind
he
of
has
video
his
games
moments.
You like?
All right.
But let's not get into
let's move on. It's time for the fucking audience participation segment, also known
fantastic
as FAP.
Fantastic audience participation.
This is the segment where we fap with the audience.
Is this
hold on, can I hear that again?
Do you want to hear the end?
Yeah.
Right. This is for you, audience.
Is someone putting a knife in some jelly?
God, it's awful.
Let's make it sexy.
It sounds like someone making peanut butter and
oh
jelly.
Oh, my God. What kind of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches do you make?
Joey D puts his dick
yeah,
in the peanut butter and jelly and then masturbates.
He fucks the shit out of the jelly jar and then fucking uses it.
All right, but either way, we're going to be responding to the listener comments in the beginning of the FAP here. And our QUI, we threw it out to the listeners a couple of days ago. What was the question? Do you have the question there?
Best
on the Facebook page for 8-Bit Proof, the question was, out of the first three Nintendo consoles, NES, SNES, and N64, what game holds up the best, and why?
Oh. Drink, bitches.
Drink before we get to those.
Yeah.
Oh, hold, before we go any further, I'm drunk. Anybody else really drunk?
I am, obviously.
Susie puked his drunk away.
Okay, I just want to...
He's building it back up.
I'm four drunk. Beers into this drunk.
I want that on the record.
So
I'm drunk.
So we presented this QUI.
We presented. Say it like a man.
We presented.
Say it like an intelligent
QUI
man.
To QUI to our Facebook fans.
Questions under the influence, by
the
way.
Corruption. Now, yes. Once again, the question was: out of the first three Nintendo consoles, what game holds up the best, and why?
When did you present? Wait, hold on. When did you present that question?
Wednesday at 7:23 a.m.
About a week ago.
Should be on Facebook?
Yeah.
Wait.
Fuck me.
Does everybody know he's wearing purple?
Out of the loop.
It's purple. It's purple.
It's actually purple, Francis.
It's lavender.
He's not popping the
anyways,
collar.
Anyways.
It's purple.
Our first answer to this question that we got was from Facebook user Roal. What about Garth?
Raul.
Raul, sorry.
His friends call him Ricky.
There's one person who responded who I've got some shit to say to.
His friends call him Ricky.
Okay.
I don't get that reference.
Raul,
shut up, Francis.
I get that totally unfunny joke.
Hey. Damn it, shut up. Fuck you guys.
Fellas.
Go ahead.
Drink.
Drink something.
Fellas.
Guy, come on.
Listeners.
Time to go down to the speakeasy and have a couple of drinks, huh?
Listeners, it's way too far into the podcast, but I hope somebody drinks along with us. That would be awesome.
Oh, fucking A, man.
I don't feel well. Again.
If you're not having a power hour of your own right now, then fuck you.
Raul says that Super Mario Kart on the SES is the game for him that holds
SES?
Up the best.
SES?
I agree.
It brought competitive gaming, shit-talking, and rage quitting to a different level, and I could not agree more.
What game?
This man
did you say
SES?
SNES.
SNES.
What game?
It sounded like you said
Super
SES.
Super Mario Kart. Oh, God. Are you kidding me? Playing Super Mario Kart with one of your friends?
That's because you're terrible.
Bag out of them?
Roger doesn't know what it's like to beat the bag out of somebody in Super Mario Kart.
Oh, God.
No, but I totally agree with him. In my opinion, when that QUI was made, that was my go-to. I think Mario Kart is definitely, hands down, the game that holds up the best at a Super Nintendo.
No doubt. Carrying on, Facebook user Joe, who happens to be affiliated with Blast Magazine, says it's almost got to
say
be.
It's not me.
Oh,
drink.
Wait, let's drink before we get to his answer.
Not Joe on the show, by the way.
Mm-mm. Not this guy.
Our producer, Sinicky.
I'm fairly sure that I've miscounted, but I think we're up to 40. We're at the 40-minute mark.
About to throw up.
Anyways.
Again.
Oh, good. 20 more.
Don't pussy out. Come
Mr. Sinicky says it's almost got to be
the boss.
Link to the Past.
Link to the Past
no,
is
that was
really
an
good.
Game. He didn't go with the why. He just said the game?
No, well, he's right. I mean, Link to the Past is fucking fantastic.
Suck up.
Never played it.
Suck up.
I'm sucking up? Have you played Link to the Past?
Yes.
Have you played Super
Metroid?
You know
what I'm doing right now? You know what I'm doing when I say suck up? I'm fucking with you. Because Link to the Past is the best SNES game.
Super.
By far.
Metroid. Can you get all of Blast Magazine's
you know what, Francis? I love it. I love
I'm not
Super
sucking
Metroid.
Up. That game was fucking great. All right,
I'm not sucking up either. I'm just fucking with Corey because he's sucking up.
What
that game is fucking fantastic.
What other game has a screw attack?
Oh, yeah,
attack?
He's going to give me a raise.
What?
What other game has a screw attack?
I
screw
hate
attack?
Screw attack, Francis.
Screw
if you
attack.
Use screw attack, you were a bitch.
Roger's mom has a screw attack.
I use screw
I'm sorry. You're across the table from me. It was an easy go-to.
Anyways, let's drink and then we'll carry on.
Screw attack.
I'm offended by that.
I'm going to throw
Holy
up again.
Holy shit.
Roger's
man down, man down.
Nobody's down. Nothing broke. It's all right.
Oh, I don't feel well.
Carry it on.
Can you grab me another beer?
Carry it on.
If I puke again, does Garth get two shirts?
Garth, we'll cover you in Francis's puke.
All right, carry it on.
I can't pick up this pen.
I'm either
going to... Minute 41.
I'm either
going to
fall asleep or throw
up. Facebook user...
Bic.
Facebook. As you can see, we've degraded.
I don't know English.
This episode is brought to you by Bic Razor.
Facebook
user... brought to you by alcohol.
Umberto says...
What's his name?
Apparently, Umberto agrees with Raul.
I heard
Mario
it's,
Kart.
Who's Raul?
He says, I think it's Raul.
Raul made our logo.
But he says Metroid.
And Ricky?
Still, Umberto wants you to ponder the escape at the end of Metroid.
Yeah, it was bomb tricking
track.
How
many of you went berserk when you found out that the memory got wiped and had to start all over?
When the memory app got wiped,
what
it was
fuck? What?
Drink.
Was it?
I've never played it, so I don't know.
It's been a couple of days since I've read the Facebook page. Was it or was it not Umberto who also said that the first Ninja Turtles game, did he not mention that game that holds up?
No, he was KI in Mortal Kombat.
Someone mentioned that the Ninja Turtles game, and that person I have a fucking
what are
we I have
talking
a beef
about
with because that does not hold up.
Wait, where on the Facebook timeline are we talking about this?
Mr. Umberto did say... Must
oh,
add
no, no, no.
Contra
I know what you're talking
TMNT.
About.
No, TMNT. But he didn't
wrong.
Say.
I've got it.
I'm not sure which TMNT he was talking about. He could be talking about the arcade game.
The arcade game, definitely.
But I just assumed he was talking about the first one.
The first one, no. Not so much.
But we don't know which one he was talking about.
I have a question.
So we owe it to...
Hold on. The guy who looks kind of green is holding his hand up.
What's alcohol poisoning? Because I might have
you
it.
You got to be at like a 0.3.
How do you
pressure.
Feel right
you
now?
You don't have alcohol poisoning.
I don't know if this is a good idea.
Take a drink. Don't be a pussy.
Francis, you don't have to drink.
Francis,
you puke
I'll level
already.
With you. I'll level with you, Francis. You're at minute number 43.
Oh, see, 17 more.
You only got 17 more. Is this
all right.
Here, throw these two
so carrying on.
No, right here.
Carrying on.
Do you need another one?
Facebook. Hopefully you don't puke on
it. Oh, I almost dropped that.
Facebook user Greg says.
Gregory Deegan?
I guess we're going with last names. I was just going with.
No, dude, I know my fans like that.
If you could just look at this.
The Deegs.
Okay, what is.
I'm
what
not
is,
sure
what
who's
is,
running the segment.
What does Mr. Greg have to say? What
he
Greg
says, to the answer to the question, to QUI, Ninja Gaiden 1 through 3. 1 through
3. Wait, whoa, whoa, no, wait, one more time. One more time.
1 through. Listen, yeah, I agree with you. As a quick aside, may Roger be first as a quick aside.
I want to hear.
Let's laugh at everybody else's ability to say THs. Let's be a jerk.
Listen, I grew up.
Did you?
My whole life in an Italian household.
Really?
My parents do not know how to say THs.
There's a giant picture of you.
My parents.
Has nothing to do with booze.
My parents.
And it's awkward.
I hope they listen to this podcast and they fucking slap you.
My parents.
You want to thug it up? Huh? You want to fuck on me?
My parents taught me how to speak.
Bap, bap.
They didn't know THs. I don't know THs now. So,
drink.
Mr. Greg.
Drink. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, my Lord.
No, we still have
49 seconds.
Shut
oh,
up.
Jesus.
Just drink and shut your face.
So, Mr. Greg says. Ninja Gaiden 1 through 3. He doesn't give a why, but I mean, I'm sure some of you guys
can
expound on that.
Expound.
Expound is a big
that was
that's
on his,
a, that's
it,
a, you
that
know
was
what
his word of the day.
Plus
thank
vocabulary,
you.
Right?
I may not be able to say my THs, but I sure know what expound means.
Did you mean expand?
No, expound.
Expound.
It's an actual word. You expound on it.
I agree with him. All the Ninja Gaidens are really good.
Okay.
I can't fuck on
except
any of those.
Three was not very good.
I had three.
Three was a loss.
It was okay.
So
you know what, but Ninja Gaiden Xbox? Hard, but bomb trickety track.
That was the one the jiggly boobs.
It was stupid hard.
They were just stupid jiggly.
Yeah.
You're not thinking of DOA?
Jiggly. DOA,
yeah.
Ninja Theory.
No, the girl, the blonde
It was the
chick?
Same people that made DOA. It was the Ninja blonde Theory chick? People.
Jiggly boobs?
Jiggly
titties
unlocked. Is what they do.
No, I have a question for you, Joe.
Hit me.
So from Conker's Bad Fur Day, Ninja
we're
Gaiden.
Serious here.
All I remembered was the jiggly boobs.
Jiggly boobs.
Do I have a problem?
No.
Or do I? I am a man that loves titties.
You're
a
Francis. You are a normal.
you're
a normal
very,
male, breastfed human
some,
being.
You know what I want
you
right
are,
now?
You are drunken.
Drink. You know what I want right now? Red meat and titties.
Yeah.
Anyway,
America.
Thank you, Francis. Now carrying on. Facebook user Randall.
America.
Says,
America.
If it's not linked to the past, it would have to be Oricon.
Ocarina.
Oh,
God. I want to bottle you.
Who invited you?
I want to bottle you in the worst way.
No, Oricon. Oricon is
Oricon.
That's my Indian name.
Oricon of time.
Oricon.
Ocarina.
Oricon
of time.
Okay.
It's Ocarina.
Ocarina of time.
God, play video games, for Christ's sake.
Zelda. Ochefucking of time.
Anyways, can anyone
time
elaborate on Ocarina of time?
Yeah, the game is fucking amazing. Did you play it?
Okay.
Did you play it?
Listen.
You probably didn't play it.
I want to stab the.
That's a bottle of alcohol.
There's a bottle of alcohol that just hit my foot.
Are you shitting me? This is a whole bottle of vodka.
That was my. That's my hard.
Well,
that's glass.
Give it to me, boy.
Don't break
Are
that.
You shitting me?
I don't. I don't mean to be playing
anus.
The ninja. This is a mess.
Anyway,
well, hold on. Let's.
Hey.
Drink like your fucking penis is falling off.
Let me apologize to the listeners right
drink.
Now. If you've made it this far, I apologize that you've made it through this drunken mess.
I apologize. Carrying on. So we've made it through our Facebook user comments. Now, the question is presented to 8-Bit Proof itself. Corey, which
15 more minutes.
First
pause.
Three consoles 15. Had a game
you've already lost
that
Francis.
Holds up in this day and age. Please answer the question.
All games.
Answer it in the way that you know you should.
Blast Core.
There it is.
Super Mario Kart.
Shh.
That's right.
The answer is apparent.
No.
Carrying on. Joey Dizzle. Which of the first three Nintendo systems video game holds up the most right now?
N64 by far. You can still
no,
pick
which
up.
Which game, you clown?
Which game, retard?
System.
Which
everybody who's listening, rewind. He said, which of the Nintendo systems holds up best right now?
Do your homework. We're talking about any game on the three systems.
All right. What did I just say?
You said a system.
No.
You
that's
said
what
a console specific.
I only reciprocated what he said.
Okay.
Which game holds up the best?
It's come.
I'm going to fucking stab you.
Bring it down.
In the bottle right now.
8.
All right. Hold on.
7.
Shh. If you can't handle looking at the stopwatch, you won't be able to look at it.
No one's going to say Super Mario World, really?
Wait, okay, what game holds up best?
You should talk to him about Super Mario World.
Drink!
I'm going to drink, and I'm going to have an answer for you.
Oh, God.
The reason one of his controls don't work is because of Super Mario World.
Yeah. The game that holds up best from all Nintendo systems so far, in my opinion, is without a doubt Super Mario World.
Wrong.
I totally need to chop my own headphones out of my ear.
There's a few games that hold up. There's Super Metroid, which hasn't been touched since Super Metroid.
Francis, I know that Super Metroid is good,
which hasn't been touched since Link to the Past, and Super Mario World, which hasn't been touched since Super Mario World.
I don't want to touch
those three games are pretty phenomenal.
Yo,
I mean Super Metroid. I mean, the first time you get
way
that
to take hold
ability,
of the conversation
yo,
by saying
yo. Yo, listen. I don't want to encroach on
everybody's an imitator.
Hey, you know what? Yelling doesn't make you right.
You know what? There's only so many things I can say over him yelling.
Oh,
just let him say his wrong thing, and then you can talk.
Yeah, I don't want to encroach on their territory or not, because I don't want Stringer Bell coming back on me or Avon Barksdale.
Fellas.
Sorry, it's a wire reference.
Fellas. You know who's the winner?
Francis
what?
Is pure.
Garth's the winner.
Has congealed. Oh.
Did you stick your head in that bucket and just sniff?
Before we take this next shot,
it smells like downtown Boston.
I want to comment
like
that Joe's eye, his right eye, is closing before his left eye.
That might be on my own accord.
Oh, that's the worst
delicious.
Idea we
fucking
ever had.
Christ.
I feel pretty good.
How many?
I hope Nintendo Power appreciates
probably
because
I already puked. Just wait till that last right, shot you have to do.
Listen. Oh my God!
If it wasn't
awful.
For Nintendo,
whoa!
Did you shot number 46.
Oh! Shadows of the Empire, Star Wars.
Hey,
oh,
help!
That game was
oh,
that game was
oh
great.
Yes!
Fucking
yes!
Oh,
yes!
Five. Yes! Throw five!
High fiving!
High five! Not only for it being the bomb track Super
that was a great
game.
Calm down.
War, but being a bomb
a lot of
track
yelling
Star
going
Wars
on.
Game.
Yes. Do you remember the last mission where you flew your
High
Fighter?
It wasn't the Ebon Hawk. It wasn't the Millennium Falcon.
The moment when
Speeder.
You
no, it was the Ebon Hawk.
No, the Ebon Hawk is from the Old Republic.
See, that's what Nintendo does. The moment
what
you
was it then?
One
what was
game,
the name?
I forget. It was Dash.
Everyone in the room.
Yeah, Dash Rendar was the guy.
Everyone needs to slap their nostalgic boners against each other.
Hold on,
dude. Hold on, Dick. Control your dicks right now, okay? Let's have Francis has the floor. Francis,
I cannot
tell us your Star Wars.
It.
I cannot tell you how many times I played Yes, that's exactly what I did. Because
Shadows of
the
Empire was
mission.
The fucking shit. All right,
let's hold on, let's drink. We've gotten away from the listener comment.
You pretty much reenacted the Death Star fight where you flew through this. I don't remember what it was. A space
Stay on
station?
Target?
Yeah, it was a space station.
Fat guys. Was the fat guys? No. But
Stay on target?
I can't tell you how many times I played that mission where you just flew with your ship.
Cock out.
Dash Rendar shot through that. You shot TIE fighters. You flew through that. Oh, my God. I was reliving Star Wars. That game was amazing. There was no game better than... What was the game called?
What game
are
we talking about?
Empire,
that we all
Francis.
Just...
Shadows of the Empire. I said it. I don't
Francis,
remember.
You shot the shit out of those little, like, droid, like,
yeah.
interrogation bots?
Yeah.
We're talking about
you
the third person shooter
had,
Star Wars
had,
game,
had
right? Yeah, that game was the bomb.
Shadows
track.
Of the Empire, it transcended
Empire, yeah. I'm sorry.
Like classification. Because it could be third person shooter. It had like first person like action with the snow speeders and shit like that. It was good.
Shadows of the Empire, you escaped from the second movie with you were in Hoth, you escaped from that. Oh,
it started
man.
Out in Hoth and then you started
shot
through
those giant
between episode
things.
Two and episode three.
Yeah, it was so good. You fought Boba Fett. Boba Fett. Boba Fett.
I think he came out in like 1986 or something.
Boba Fett
drink
actually,
home, boys.
I wouldn't want to be
drink
Boba Fett.
Drink the shit out of those drinks, bitch.
He was beaten up by a blind guy, but, you know.
What number are we on?
Oh, God. 48.
Oh, we have 12 more.
You know what? After throwing up, this beer's going down pretty easy.
Pretty
I
easy.
I fucking envy you, Francis.
Breezy.
All right, well,
I'm easy, beautiful.
Before
remember when you killed the shit out of Boba Fett?
Yeah. And he escaped?
Fuck him up.
All right, before we all come regarding Boba Fett. Let's close
this,
that.
We're this makes me want to resubscribe to the Old Republic.
Hold on, we're going
to
close
remember
out.
Remember IG-88?
Hey, we're closing out.
Yeah.
The robot.
The robot. The bounty
yeah.
had a robot in
yeah.
the foundry. You
wow.
had to beat his ass.
Wow.
How do you that resubscribe game. To an intergalactic empire?
Wait. Say the word resubscribe again.
Resubscribe.
Rabba-ba-scribe-ba-ba.
Well, we're closing out the FAP segment right now.
Did we even do FAP?
Yeah, you fucking clown school.
Wait. Just because I want to throw a shout out, I want to thank IGN.com Master JN on the forums. He contributed a lot of
what
Nintendo on the IGN forums.
Oh, drink.
He contributed a lot of Nintendo memories to me.
Oh my God, I'm so drunk.
And I appreciate those, even though we didn't get to them. Eternal Darkness. Eternal Darkness. One of the memories that I forgot.
GameCube.
That game was fucked.
That game
Dude,
was
Eternal
awesome.
Darkness was the first attempt at Nintendo to fucking. Actually, fist
Silicon
the audience.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, you never played it. It was fucked up. It was like Resident Evil with
on. Yeah.
It was, really it was like Resident Evil on mushrooms.
You had to grit your teeth when you played it.
I want to play a game that's going to fist me with no lube.
Fuck you.
I have to pee.
He didn't say there's no lube.
There's no pee breaks in this.
I have to pee really bad.
All right, well,
shut up, Francis.
Listen.
Pee in the bucket.
Don't pee in the bucket. I don't want to see your wang again.
We're fapping. We're closing out the fapping
QUI
segment.
QUI time, right?
We did QUI.
When?
You were drunk. Stop yelling at me.
Fuck you.
We're done with FAP. QUI is part of FAP. So we're bringing it to the end here. We have, 12 more shots to do or so?
Yeah, at least.
All right, so we're going to do an FMK, and we're going to close it out.
What are you talking about? We've got at least 12 minutes.
All right, bring it out.
We can do 12 minutes with an FMK.
No, we cannot.
Well, does anybody have an FMK ready to go that doesn't involve Princess Peach or Samus?
Fuck, marry, kill. Me, Roger, Susie.
Go, Corey.
Am I?
Hey, huh?
Nah, go, Corey.
Am I really being put on the spot?
Yeah,
what does that have to do with Nintendo? Let me
do
take
it. This is going
to
ruin your friendship
do
with
it.
Everybody.
I need to drink.
You know
first.
What I would say if I was you? Why am I not involved?
Do it.
Who makes the most money?
Fuck, marry,
me.
Kill.
Joe.
Yeah. All right, I'd marry Joe.
Yes. I'm also slamming the big sausage.
I work out.
I'll let you put it in my ass. No,
I have no desire to do that.
No questions asked.
He's got the jawline, so I got to go with Susie.
Oh, yeah. Ah, he'd kill you.
I can't get a blowjob from someone with a beard. That's just weird.
You're
I'm sorry.
A dead man.
All right. To continue that trend,
I seriously have to
urinate. FMK.
Do I have to answer my own question?
All right, so I take the place of Joe if we're moving this around
yes,
the table.
Yes, Corey, myself, and Susie.
This
if
is
I had
Joey
fuck
one Dizzle.
You? This is such a fucked FMK.
Fuck
it has
one
nothing
you?
To do with
yeah.
Nintendo.
I'd fuck the shit out of you, Roger.
Yeah.
I'd marry Francis. And I would kill Corey.
Okay. I'll take
it. He's a smug son of a bitch.
Well, since I had an awkward crush on Corey's sister, I probably have to fuck Corey.
Cam, I'm so sorry if you're hearing this.
You don't
I know
to
you're
fuck
not.
My sister just because you had a crush
no,
on
No, he gets to fuck your sister.
All right.
Just because he marries me doesn't mean he gets
and
to fuck my sister.
Since Joe makes the most money, I'd marry him.
Did you
Cam.
Murder me?
Yeah.
Two
this?
People would murder me.
You and your lavender.
Two people would
you,
murder me.
You and your lavender shirt, yes. Asshole.
I'm happy.
Rude.
Now,
I might vomit before
get,
the end of this.
Let's get away. Let's get away from murdering Roger
Nintendo.
And get to Corey's FMK.
Bring it back to Nintendo.
I went first.
No, you didn't say an FMK. You're doing your Nintendo FMK right now, please.
You said throw it out.
We all answered that last FMK. I think you should answer the
throw
last
it out.
Okay, someone give me an FMK.
We just, the last
no,
one we did.
The three of
which
us.
One?
The three of us.
I would...
I'm going to vomit. You don't want to fucking
marry
anal. Me.
You know you want it.
I would marry Francis.
Yes. That's right. You're the marrying
I'm
type.
I'm spitting. I'm close
What's
to vomit
that mean?
Right
drink.
Now.
I mean, I'm boring. Oh,
fuck. This is going to be bad. I'm going to vomit. I'm close.
I
can feel
I
it.
Would,
I'm sorry, Vaughn Bridges.
I would fuck Corey because I heard him come once.
Oh. God.
Wow, way to almost make me spit beer all over my
and,
computer.
Oh, no, party foul.
Oh, wait, here it comes.
Shit.
Oh, wait, I'm about
shit,
to vomit.
Oh. Don't puke on the mic. Welcome to Ape It Proof. Welcome to Ape It Proof. We puke during power hours.
Oh, my God.
Francis.
I almost made it, too.
Francis, get it. Why'd you throw the towel back there?
Here it comes.
Oh, it smells awful.
Oh, bring
oh,
it. Bring
I'm
the
sorry.
Pain.
Oh.
Slaughterhouse.
Oh, God. I only have point.
Oh, my God. Did he make the bucket on that one?
Oh. That was a bad one. Oh.
Oh.
You need to be talking to the mic, sir.
It smells like Springfield.
Oh, my God.
So what does Yvonne get for second place?
Nothing.
Oh, I have to pee. Can I pee?
Pat
no.
on the back.
It's not over
it
yet.
It smells like an awful fart.
I have to pee.
Drink.
I hate this.
I just vomited a fart. Oh, God.
What the fuck did you just say? You vomited a fart?
He said it smelled like a fart.
Oh, my.
I have to pee. Can I pee?
No.
No, we're not done yet.
What if I pee
no,
with
dude, that away do the official
I can
FMK.
Pee in 30 seconds.
I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up the smell of that. It smells like a fucking fart with coffee in
that
it.
That was pretty harsh,
Duty
yeah.
official FMK.
Oh,
you want me
that.
To do a Nintendo FMK?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, there's vomit on my mic.
You are a weak. You're a fucking weak son of a bitch.
There's vomit all over the top of my mic.
I am the best. You're the best.
Me.
All right. I somehow fucked up the
we're
soundboard.
We're at minute number 53.
I'm not doing
people,
a hard liquor shot.
People, we did this for you.
Corey puke in the bucket.
I didn't
disgusting.
Win you anything, though, Bridges. I'm sorry. All right. Nintendo, official Nintendo FMK. I'll just go with a cop
you
out.
Missed asshole.
Princess Peach, Samus, and
I would fuck Samus.
Drink.
Hold on. I need to open another beer. Vomit all over my mic. This is awful.
You gotta clean that before I put it away.
I know it's everywhere. Hold on. Who's the third? Obviously, female Nintendo protagonist.
Peach, Samus,
and
that girl from Zelda.
Zelda.
She's the one you're looking for, right
that
there.
That girl from Zelda.
I've been drinking.
Okay. Francis
out of the building.
Has left the building.
Jesus.
Well, he's about
Christ.
10 feet away. I'm watching him urinate right
he's
now.
He's pissing in full view of my neighbors.
He has an impressive Italian schlong.
No, it's not. It's a shower, not a grower.
What?
Wait, is it a grower, not a shower?
I don't know.
I'm a shower, not
put
a
seat
no,
clamp
I'm a grower,
on
not
it.
A shower.
Put some duct tape on it right
okay.
there.
Okay, Roger. Samus, Princess Peach, or... Over the last one.
FMK?
Fuck the shit out of Samus.
Zelda.
Wait, is this an
I
FMK?
I would marry Zelda, and I would murder the fuck out of Princess Peach.
Why?
Because she's a bitch.
Because Samus has the bomb track.
Dude, Samus
attack
has a rack.
Abilities. Samus.
How are you functional right now? Samus has a rack.
Samus has the bomb track.
Roger, grab
I would
a Tao.
I would marry...
Grab that towel,
Zelda, because Zelda is not nearly as needy as Princess Peach. Princess Peach needs rescue every fucking day.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm not
you
into
there.
That. I'm not
Wait,
into that.
Hold on. Zelda transformed into that ninja motherfucker, right?
I'd fuck the shit
yeah.
out of that ninja motherfucker.
So she was
Drink.
Useful.
Drink.
Is that kind of
puke? Joey he just spit beer all over himself.
Joey Verp.
Does that count?
It was not a verb.
Here goes that.
I made myself laugh.
Joey Verp.
I made myself laugh.
It was like a snorkel. He sounded like Bane.
What? Do you know why I laughed, though?
Yeah.
It smells like puke in
here. He said it was fantastic.
No, it was after that. When you rewind, you'll hear why I lost my shit right there. Oh, good for you.
You want me to trash your fucking lights?
I'd love to work with
you. I'm trashing my fucking scene, man.
No, you fucking walked in my fucking lights.
Scene.
Well, what were you saying?
It was a cough in the midst of a tongue that I lost all kinds of shit all over the place.
I can see it on your shirt.
Holy shit.
You can see it in my pants.
Do we have any more Nintendo memories, or is this... Have we tapped it?
Well, how many more minutes
how many more
do we have to do to finish this power hour?
We've got a...
You've been keeping track, asshole?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
A ninja Gaiden asshole.
I think we're at 44.
I think.
Sorry, 54?
You're a stealth asshole.
I puked at like 47.
Shut up. We're
no, 54. You didn't. You were in the 50s when you puked.
I puked at 30.
Congratulations,
you were well Thank along you. When you lost it. It's embarrassing.
I was close.
Embarrassing.
You're the best.
I played the song for myself.
No one's ever gonna take you down.
All right, I'm just saying we can't close this out until we finish the power hour at least.
No doubt.
What's the next topic?
No, wait. Did he answer the FMK?
What was the FMK?
I haven't yet.
It was
Samus, Zelda, Peach.
Drink. Dude, my hash marks that I'm making for the numbers have degraded slowly over time.
All you're making is one slash on the paper.
The
yeah,
Patriot.
And you'd be surprised how much that slash is degraded.
Joey right. Dizzle.
FMK, Zelda, Peach.
Zelda?
Samus.
Peach, Samus.
Oh, my God. I'd fuck the shit out of Samus.
Everyone would fuck the shit out of Samus.
No, I'd marry Samus.
I gotta marry Zelda. She's
I
princess.
Could fuck the shit out of her whenever
Ho,
I wanted.
Ho.
Sorry.
Ho.
Go ahead.
I gotta marry Zelda. She's a princess. She's got money.
She's loaded.
Peach, also a princess.
She just got mushrooms.
Kind of a fucking bitch.
Kingdom.
Dude, that bitch gets kidnapped all the time.
Yeah, of course. That's what I'm talking about. If that bitch gets kidnapped as much as she does with Mario and I take over, I ain't gonna have that shit. I ain't gonna have it. Because
you don't know how to shoot fireballs out of your fist.
Yo! I ain't gonna have that shit. If you want to get kidnapped, yo, get kidnapped with some other motherfucker. All right?
You're not
a
plumber. You're not a plumber.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Do your own thing. I'll take Zelda. I'll marry the shit out of that bitch.
Who'd Bane?
Samus? Fap.
Drink.
Who'd Bane?
Drink.
Who'd Bane fuck?
Oh, Bane would fuck Christian Bale.
What? Why?
Because he wears hockey pads.
That
That has nothing to do with anything.
In all honesty, my Bane impression is going to suffer because I'm like fucking legitimately. Exactly. Christian, I apologize. My Bane impression is suffering from my intoxication.
It's a shame that was during Terminator Salvation.
All right, well,
it was a great movie.
All right, well,
a great movie.
Who's next?
You got to fuck Samus because
she's
buddy. In fucking phenomenal shape. Drink, motherfuckers.
Jesus Christ.
Minute number 57. Slamming your shot glass back down on the table.
If you're married, you're probably not fucking every day. So let's keep that. You know, as a fact,
who wants to fuck every day?
Four times a week.
Well, if I'm fucking Sam, I'm fucking
four
every
four
day.
Times a week.
So, but
you're just fucking her once, dude.
It's just once?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm marrying Samus.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. And then Zelda, she's like.
If you're in on this power hour.
Right eye lower than the left eye.
Two more alcohol shots, like beer shots left. And then it's all day.
I'm not doing hard alcohol.
Alcohol.
I'm going to throw up
hard booze, motherfucker.
Why are you pointing at me? I already puked once.
You puked the fuck out of this barrel.
I puked and I mic'd it. Yeah, this is totally making sense to all the listeners.
Drink. Oh, buddy.
This is a mess. This is a fucking mess. Roger.
I'm not done yet.
Okay.
So I marry Samus because I get to fuck her every day, apparently, in court.
Hold on. Do we have one beer shot left?
One beer shot and one liquor.
And
oh, my God.
I'd have to go with fuck with
next shot
Zelda,
glass you fill with
and
liquor.
And kill Princess Peach because she's boring and she's pink.
That's two kill Princess Peaches in a row.
So Leo,
I'd fuck
you guys were identical,
Peach
I think.
All day.
I would marry Samus, I would kill Princess Peach, and I would fuck... Who's the fucking middle? Zelda. I'd fuck Zelda. Why not? She's a ninja. She's probably really, like, flexible and shit.
She plays a harp.
Listen.
Good fingers.
Zelda's...
I'm gonna bottle the listeners.
Hold on. Zelda's vagina is probably tight as fuck.
Why?
Where do you come to that conclusion?
Ninja! The muscles!
Ninja vaginas are way tighter?
It's a proven fact. Ninja vag is... No.
I missed that part of ninja school.
Yeah,
dude, listen, when you tell kids, like, nowadays you tell kids, like, listen, like, you know, jerking off, vagina doesn't feel like a fucking clenched up fist. Ninja vag, it does.
Have you seen Bowser's vag?
What? Disgusting.
We're not talking about your cat. Calm down.
I got nervous.
All right. It's time to close this bitch out. No.
Well, we got one beer shot, one hot shot.
No.
Oh, you're right. Well,
we can take those shots as we end it. The end of this power hour is not necessarily the end of the podcast.
No, it is. We've gone long.
The end of this power hour is brought to you by our livers.
Everybody
fuck
play
off.
XCOM.
Fuck, that's a drink.
We need to end this, guys.
Good God, I'm fucking
destroyed. We just have a hard shot left. Just a hard shot.
I'm not doing a hard shot. I'm going to throw up again.
Francis, do the hard
shot.
No, I'm
not.
Francis, you got to do it. You got to do it for the kids in school that can't throw up.
Dude, I'm...
All right, while we're waiting... Wait. While we're waiting for this last fucking horrible shot that we're all going to do...
31.
Fuck me.
Does anybody have anything they want to plug? Susie, you look like you want to plug something.
I've spent about $150 since we've last had this podcast.
Speak up, Francis.
I've actually spent $100 on $107 on a mini war game from Warhammer 40K.
Warhammer 40K.
Yeah.
Play Dishonored for the love of God.
Do not play Sleeping Dogs. God damn it.
Oh, drink the last shot, everyone.
Everybody
knows
that's it.
Nintendo boom. Power.
Wait,
is that,
two Nintendo
is that hard
power.
Booze?
This is alcohol.
Two
this is
Nintendo
this
power.
Is liquor.
I just did beer because I'm going to throw up again.
Now, fill that fucking shot glass up,
fuck you,
you pukey bastard.
I already puked once.
Fill it up.
Two.
Fill it up.
All right, there you
two
go.
Two Nintendo power.
Two Nintendo
two
power.
Two NP. We're going to miss you.
Oh, God. We're going to miss you, Nintendo Power. You're part of our childhood.
You know what?
Thank you.
It's sad that you're gone.
Thank you for everything.
Yes, Nestor, you. I'll miss you.
I didn't even get into Nestor.
Zelda comics, Star Fox comics.
What was the other guy's name?
Take a shot.
Nestor was their logo for like almost half a year.
Time out. Someone hasn't taken a shot. Joey Dizzle and Corey.
Battletoads.
Oh, I just took my last
shot.
There
it is.
All right. We're going to close this bitch out.
Who's
I don't care what else. Hey, relax. We'll talk about it afterwards. All right, listeners, make sure to fap with us on Twitter. It's twitter.com/8bitproof or facebook.com/8bitproof. If you want any updates regarding the show, go to blastmagazine.com or follow Blast Magazine at Blast Magazine on Twitter. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Catwood, C-A-T-W.
www.fuckingdrunkguy.com.
At Catwood.
From Maine.
C-A-T-W-O-Z-R-D.
Guns and ammo.
And Ebony Magazine.
Backwood.
DestroyedGuy.com.
All right. We also want to thank Raul Luna for designing the April Proof logo, which we've made into t-shirts, which Garth
Boom.
Danielson just fucking won. If you want to see more of his artwork, go to Search Luna Graphics with an X on Facebook or follow Raul J. Luna on Twitter. If you want to hear more of our episodes, go to blastmagazine.com, Boston's online magazine for all things that... Fuck
you better drink.
Drink.
I'm done, well, dude.
No, I'm drinking.
That was 60.
I swear to God,
drink.
I'm kidding. I swear to God.
I'm drinking.
Hey, oh, my
hey,
God.
The number one pick to puke first is still drinking at all the beeps.
Congratulations.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, follow us on Twitter, Facebook,
Holy
Google.
Shit.
Richard just dropped his drink.
You know.
Drinking. Drinking.
All right, still so drinking. Someone say something that we can end on.
You know what? Everybody loves Nintendo. Everybody grew up on Nintendo. Disgusting. Maybe play Nintendo forever.
You know what? Nintendo, I'd face fuck you.
Princess, and I'll be a toad. I'll follow behind you on Rainbow Road. Protect you from red shells wherever we go. I promise. No one will touch us if we pick up a star. And if you spin out, you can ride in my cart. When we slide together, we generate sparks in our wheels and our hearts. And the finish line. It's just around the bend. I'll pause this game so our love will never end. Let's go again. Ooh. La da 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 da. The blue shell is coming, so I'll go ahead. If you hang behind, it will hit me instead. But never look back, cause I'm down but not dead. I'll catch up to you. Don't worry about Bowser or DK. Just eat this glowing mushroom and they'll all fade away. And the finish line is just around the bend. I'll pause this game so our love will never end. Oh, the finish line is just around the bend. I'll pause this game so our love will never end. Let's go again to the mushroom cup and the flower cup. And the star cup and the reverse cup. Ooh. Walla 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 walla. Walla 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 Ouija.
You know what I want right now? Red meat and titties.